The following contains explicit language. You should be ashamed for watching it.
Ted Balaker for Reason TV here at the Hollywood Improv. We're going to see the Naughty Comedy Show hosted by Sam Tripoli.
I love Charlie Sheen. Dude, that guy can do anything. He can do whatever. He doesn't shock us anymore. Seriously. He could be in blackface in a Mussolini costume, b***ing Taylor Swift, and still. We'd just be like, oh, Charlie.
First off, if there's any kids watching this at home right now, if you're watching The Naughty Show, you have bad parents.
We checked out your Naughty Comedy Show. It's pretty wild, pretty naughty. Tell the good people of Reason TV about that.
I grew up on, like I said, Sam Kennison, Richard Pryor, Andrew Dice Clay. It was this like rock and roll kind of comedy vibe where like when they came to town, it was a big event and people knew there was going to be chaos and fun. And I don't see that anymore. So I decided to create the Naughty Comedy Show. Just a 2-hour comedy party with adult film stars, pole dancing and comics doing jokes I can't do on TV, and wild, crazy characters that I've created with a friend of mine, Jason Tebow.
Tell me how you got into this dirty business of stand-up comedy.
I've always wanted to be a stand-up comic since consciousness. I remember being about 2 years old and having like some vacuum cleaner come over, salesman, when they still did that. And I remember throwing down a banana and trying to show him how funny it was, me trying to slip on it. It's always been in my blood. And I've always been a kind of a troublemaker. Mm-hmm. I enjoy chaos, and it's very hard to do that in an office setting.
All these kids with the internet, dude, by 12, they've already seen a chick shit in a cup. Where do you go from there? Where do you go from there, honestly, man? You know what I feel bad for? The girls growing up. The expectation of what they got to do now. What is second base now, fisting? It's getting weird.
The rise of the internet, has that changed anything?
It's the greatest thing that ever happened. Uh-huh. It is the greatest thing that ever happened. Like, I do my podcast now, the Night Show podcast. The suits can't control or, you know, handicap the game and force you to only see these people. The internet is like, you can find your crowd. If you work hard enough, you put out a good enough product, you can find a crowd. And it's the best thing that ever happened.
And you're a national headliner, an international headliner.
You're
a big
blessed
deal. When you go to Texas versus California versus maybe the UK, different things set the audience off. What are the things that like?
Like if you go towards like San Francisco, let's say, you start doing Obama jokes, making fun of chocolate Jesus, people get up all
chocolate
angry
Jesus.
And because they think you're being racist, but it's like you're not. You're just questioning the guy holding the seat of presidency. And then you go, let's say, to Texas, and you start doing George Bush or Dick Cheney jokes. People start flipping out about that.
They're going to a comedy show. So
yeah,
it's not
so
like you're just like
weird.
Waking them up in their apartment and insulting their favorite politician.
It's so weird. It's so weird because they have similar political views. You start taking it personal. It's like it's become like rooting for a sports team.
Everybody likes to think, oh, I can laugh at myself and I'm cool. You know, I'm down with whatever you have to say. But, you know, when push comes to shove, it doesn't really happen that way. Would you say that one side, the lefties or the righties, are any better or worse at laughing at themselves?
The progressives will really come there ready to be offended. They have so many rules to what they're laughing at. There's so much fine print when it comes to political correctness that they come to get offended, and it's obnoxious. But then you go somewhere and you do maybe some dirty material, and in some places they can get really upset with that. It's so interesting. So it depends on the material. But let me tell you something. Some of my favorite places to perform are red states.
Like
considered
what?
Red states. Texas can be a lot of fun because you go up on stage, you get dirty, they go crazy, and they have fun, and they party. Let me tell you, your average Republican, if you really sat him down by himself, he's a libertarian. He really is. He's a libertarian. If you really sit him down, you go to Arizona, it's a blood red state. They're really libertarians. But they don't want to vote libertarian because they don't think they could win.
Has Ron Paul ever attended the Naughty Comedy
Show? I would
show?
Have Ron Paul. I actually was doing something on National Lampoon Radio and I wanted Ron Paul on because I felt he was such an amazing person. And it was very interesting when you were watching him in the debates. He would win the debate, and then, of course, they go to the talking heads, and what you saw there was Ron Paul not able to get across his and you're like, everyone's like voting, like, who won? Ron Paul, Ron Paul.
What was it about Ron Paul that appealed to you?
Because he said the things that I agree with, the Constitution. You know, I'm not into the military industrial complex. Accountability for these people who I think are just ripping off the American people blind. And that all that resonated with me. And I voted for him. I have this dream of Ron Paul, Ross Perot, Ralph Nader, and the Iron Sheik forming Voltron and donkey punching Washington, D.C. I'll always vote for the crazy old guy with the weirdest conspiracy theories from now on. That's my goal. I will never vote Republican or Democrat ever again.
Here's my plan. I want to rob a bank. Take all the money, go to a costume store, buy all the costumes, donate them to homeless shelters. Okay, you're not homeless, you're Batman. How safe would you feel if there's a superhero on every corner, honestly? Superman pass on a bench, Aquaman dumpster diving, Wonder Woman sucking dick for crack rock, come on. That was a weird slow laugh in the back, but I'll take it.
So what would President Tripoli do?
Oh man, that's easy. I would make drugs legal, prostitution legal. I'd make any crime that doesn't hurt other people pretty much legal.
So you're down with the libertarian label. You embrace that.
Everybody's got little things here and there, but for the most part, yeah, 100%. If you're not harming other people, what's the problem?
What do you make of very prominent comics like Bill Maher and Jon Stewart, who seem to be pretty annoyed with the Tea Party?
He pisses me off sometimes, Bill Maher. I like him. I like some of his stuff, and I enjoy watching his show in terms of that he brings on different kind of people on, you know, and I enjoy that. And when he's wrong, he gets hammered on it. I don't enjoy his hatred of Middle Easterns and Muslims because I find that, you know, he's so sensitive about racism against black people. It's like, how can you be sensitive about that and then be totally open about being racist against another group of people? It makes no sense at all. It's offensive to me. So,
are you willing to reveal that you're one of those Middle Easterners?
Well, I'm Armenian, which is
that
technically...
That counts, right? What?
Well, you get groped by the TSA. I mean, if we're getting specific, it really isn't.
Armenians are like... And hobbits, aren't they? Like, they're in one little place, and they're nowhere else, right? It's like Glendale's like the Shire, right? Anybody?
Comics are supposed to be rebels. They're supposed to, you know, test the system. Do you see that in other comics, or are they kind of freaked out by political correctness, too?
I find that in L.A., at least, opinions hurt your career.
What are some of the things you can't say?
If you just have an opinion on anything... It's really interesting. I know it sounds crazy.
Yeah, that makes for great comedy. No opinions, right?
Dude, and that's why I think comedy is in the crapper right now.
What about commercials? That seems to be a bastion of political correctness.
Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, like, if I see another beer commercial about guys who are wearing short shorts and female bartenders telling us how retarded we are, I'm going to go nuts. Have you seen that one beer commercial where, like, the hot aliens land?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, we're here to schmecklicate with your men. Here's all the beer you could ever want. And, of course, guys are just, all they think about are boobs and beer. So, like, yeah, and they run on to the spacecraft. Not even wondering if there's, like a giant monster and they're about to eat everything that walks on board. And then, of course, at the end, just to wrap it up, because they don't want to piss off chicks, the girl at the end is like, and now the guys are gone. It's like, and what were we holding you back from, ladies? What do you want, a scissor sister with your friends? Play yourself in the living room? What are we holding you back from doing that you're happy we're gone? It drives me nuts, dude.
Socially liberal, conservatively okay, you know what I'm saying. You can tell I'm broke, I don't know what that word is.